This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So Lisa, Leslie, is like, oh, like, you know, I don't know how to play. Just like, teach me the rules. And it's like, she's like, I think she's like a professional basketball
this
player.
This again. No, she is. Yes, because okay. Because
she's so tall. I thought like, you must be a real basketball player. But she just wanted me to like get behind her and like teach her
have
like
your
the shooting
arms
thing
on her
and just
arms
be like close to her. But I can't even touch, like, when we're doing that, I can't even reach the ball because she's so tall. So I'm just kind of hugging her waist and she's just like making the shots. So it's like, I think you already know how to do this. And this
right,
is like,
but then she's doing the whole like, oh, you're such a good teacher.
Yes,
oh my gosh.
Yes.
To try to juice you up.
Yes.
Yeah. And then did you?
Huh?
I mean, did you drill her after that?
Yeah, we did we set out the cones and I drilled her with
the dribbling drills. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
And kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Is there an echo in here?
It sounds like, what up? And we didn't work on that beforehand as much as that worked great. What are we going to do instead of what up, what up?
Yeah, people hate it.
Yeah, that's true. I guess people don't want to hear it anymore.
What should we say?
Mm.
What about Wagwan?
Wagwan?
Yeah. Wagwan!
That's pretty good.
People might like that.
It reminds me of wigwam.
It's like a dream. You remember Shaggy used to say that? It's like an island.
Like an island's thing. Wagwan.
Mm. Yes.
And wagwan, wagwan.
Wagwan.
What if I do? Yeah, what if it's you wagwan, do the wagwan. Intro and then I go, wagwan, wagwan.
I think that would be nice. Just to put people in sort of an island place.
Yeah, that would be just good. And I'm learning. You know, I'm learning more about island culture because I grew up in the farm world where we said howdy, you know, or we'd actually say that's like a myth that they say howdy. What we would say is how do.
Mm-hmm.
How do.
And it became howdy, I guess, as it made its way to the coast.
Well, yes, the fucking East Coast elite. I think wanted to mock it, and so they changed the letters to make it seem like we couldn't say the word do.
Mm-hmm. And you would never put a piece of hay in your mouth. Like,
no, the hay is filthy.
That's another myth.
Well, because I'm actually, as a farm person, I'm one of the only people that actually knows what's on that hay, and it is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that because that's almost like a Blarney Stone thing where a lot of people are like, hey, I'm a hick, and they put the hay in their mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, enjoy that because there's germs.
Yeah.
And even when the cows eat it, they kind of are
a little grossed out. You can tell. That
yeah, they
like
kind of are making a face like, I wish that I had some other options, but I'm so hungry for hay. And that's the cow character that I'm doing in the new Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs movie.
We wanted to talk about the Oscars. People seem to be very upset about
this. People are pissed.
It's just like I turn on my phone and I'm getting all these texts from unnamed numbers just being mad and not even necessarily at me. I don't know who these people are.
Some of it is coming at me.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you think I'm the only one making the decisions here?
Yeah.
Because it's like, but anyway, there's a lot of, you know, there are always snubs, supposedly.
Because people want, I guess, everyone to get a nod. Is that what is this what you want? You want every movie and every person who's in a movie to get a nod? If this is what you want, we can do this because you seem to get so angry.
Everyone
every
gets a trophy.
Yes.
Everyone gets a trophy. Now everyone gets.
Is this what we want?
Now everyone gets a nom.
Yeah,
we already all get noms.
We extended the number of Best pictures.
We put on more because people were so pissed.
Now more pictures are the best somehow. I don't know exactly how that works.
But to the people that complain, we've had to say this about things before, but we'll say it again. It's not a perfect system, but it's a damn good one.
And we'd love to hear your pitches, by the way. If you have such a great idea...
Well, I'll tell you what a lot of their
pitches are. Don't just knock down the old ideas.
I'll tell you what their pitches are is, let's nominate anyone who's not a white guy because he's not a white guy. And they're all mad that all these white guys got nominated.
Pitches. And like not like real ones.
Well, because let's base it on the movies and everyone's going, oh, the Oscars are whitewashed and it's all old white men and it's this and that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, did you forget that we gave you 12 Years a Slave last year?
Yes, that's what's so ridiculous.
I'm like, that's why we did that. Mm-hmm. So you would shut up and stop talking about this.
Yes, and now they come back and say like,
we made some of this time. Could you do it again?
Can we have another one?
Can we do it again? Please, sir, may I have some more? It's like, dude, we gave you that one. Did you see that movie?
It's like, if you remember, there's a class, Peter Griffin goes to the sample man. The free sample man at the store. And he eats a free sample.
Yeah, okay.
And then he comes back in a mustache. And then he wants another free sample because he's saying that he's like a different guy. He's doing a funny voice this time.
That's just what this is like.
And that's what it is. I think it was actually talking about this issue that we're facing now. And like, it is a joke, but it is
also it's a joke when he does it because he's a cartoon man and the samples don't actually cost money. They just have to draw.
Yes.
Them.
And I think it did turn out that the mustache man was not actually him. It was but for the purposes of this metaphor, it is the same person.
Yes.
But this time, it's like 12 Years a Slave last year, but it's like coming back, the same movie coming back and saying like, oh, my name's Selma now.
Yes.
And it's like, you can't just change the title of a movie and get another award.
No.
It has to be a different movie.
I mean, only Tom Hanks is allowed to do that.
And he's
like, earned it.
He's earned it, yes.
He's American treasure.
So do it for a while and
but anyway, like, it pissed me off to hear so many people doing this complaining, and I just want to say maybe try to have some kind of memory in your brain where you actually remember what we did last year, which is this is just like when we gave deaf people The Artist. And then the next year they were like, can we do another one? And they made some movie with Marley Matlin or something. And they wanted that to get the Oscar. And I'm like, you can't.
Mm-hmm. And if you want the Selma woman, is her name Selma? If the person who made that.
It's like, I think I don't know if her best friend.
I don't know if her first name or last name is Selma or if it is her friend's
Oprah
name.
Oprah and Selma and Gail? Is it them? They're like the three.
And Gail
they're
is,
like the sort of Witches of Eastwick of Hollywood or something. And right? Like they're together as friends.
Whichever one it is, the woman that they wanted this woman who made Selma to...
Right, and that's
made or is Selma to be director of this.
Oh, right, and it's got to be a woman, right? And it's like, Hurt Locker, anyone?
And that was...
The movie barely even looked directed.
Yes.
But we went ahead, we gave it to Bigelow.
Mm-hmm.
Partially because her last name's so funny, but also because she is a woman and we didn't want to hear about that anymore.
And if you want one of these people to get the nomination, please, you be the one to tell... Morton Tildum, director of Imitation Game, that he doesn't get one.
Yes, please. I'd love for you to be on the other
please
end of that.
Please go
phone
knock
call.
On his door or just call him up and say like, hey, we decided that this other person should have it instead of you didn't deserve it.
Even though, you know, they made some movie, we don't even know what it is, and it's about some lady named Selma or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then he actually made a movie where there's a whole story about... When Turing was a little kid and being picked on as a little kid and his best friend who he was in love with and then he names the computer after his friend. So just please get ready to go and watch that and enjoy it. And the little kid, we really like that part with the kids. I think that made the movie better and gave us some good context for this story that wouldn't have been all that interesting on its own of them just breaking the code. I think what we really needed in that movie, and it was good that they noticed this, was to see a bunch of scenes some fucking little kids doing math problems instead of watching the actual story of these pretty incredible codebreakers in Bletchley during World War II, which who cares about that? What about the boy and the kid has asthma or something? That's a story. Put that in the movie. Let's stop down for it. So they spotted that. That's good. And let's talk about more movies because that's what the show's about.
We wanted to do something that we do sometimes, which is...
People love it, mm-hmm. we should say, but then that's why we're willing to do it. But it is difficult and it's sort of brave because we do have to get our parkas and we do have to put on the earmuffs.
And is it the right season for this? It's cold outside.
Yes, that's the thing. A lot of times it can be refreshing for us to do mm-hmm. this segment in the summertime. Because it's a nice way to cool off, but when it's cold outside, then there's no relief to be found in...
And then a cold other thing.
Yes, and we don't want to name it quite yet, because saying the name is...
Yes.
Ruins the buildup. Mm-hmm. And so for people who don't know, it's a thing we go into that's not hot, where there is... commercials for movies, and so I guess what I would say is, do you have your...
It just started playing on its own.
Oh, okay.
It's the teaser freezer. I wish it had been timed better, so...
Yes.
We could have...
Do you have your stuff on?
No, I don't even have my stuff on yet.
Oh, gosh.
It's very dangerous. It's so cold, it's so fucking cold in the
teaser freezer. So anyway, what Weird Al's singing about is like, is there's a commercials for movies and they're called teasers. And so when you go to the movies, you can see them before the movies, but please don't leave right after they're done because they are just building up to the movie itself. And so it's a small piece. And what we do is we... go in the freezer where they're as fresh as can possibly be, and we get the absolute freshest ones, and we bring them straight to you, and we tell you why they're good.
And you guys know what the freshest teaser out there is now that everyone wants us to do a freezer of, and it is Mordecai. We have been noticing...
Is it Mordecai? Is it Mordecai?
I think that is something... that you is a joke within even the title of the movie. With the movie itself is so packed with jokes, they have to squeeze one into the title.
And that is the thing with Depp, is he is doing so many layers at once.
So he'll slip a little tea into the middle of it because he is English, and it's like a spot of tea even in like the
you know
the title
itself. Just bringing up tea, I crave it because it's so cold inside this teaser freezer, and I just wish I had some hot tea, but it would freeze right away, so what's the point? Let's just get into it.
One thing we've been noticing about a lot of these teasers lately is they're getting shorter
smaller.
Even more teasier, yes, which is like when they changed the soda boxes so that they would fit into the freezer a little better, but what they don't tell you is you're not supposed to put them in there at all. I don't know why they would shape them to be so much easier to put into the freezer when they blow up.
You know what it reminds me of? When fine dining suddenly became about these really tiny portions.
Yeah.
So literally, and if you guys haven't been to some of fancy restaurants like me and Hayes have been to, is you pay $1,000 for the meal or whatever, and it's a little pea, and then like a little miniature version of like a piece of corn. And that's on the, and it
miniature,
looks beautiful.
Yes, it's a miniature piece of corn, so it's not even normal sized corn piece.
No, no, it's not normal sized corn piece. It's a mini piece.
The presentation is
outstanding. It's
out
a feast
of
for the
world.
Eyes.
Yes,
and the way it the plate is clean as all get out, and you just can really have that be confident in what you're eating. But
you pay all this for the tiny food, and then it's just like the movie. They say afterwards, like, now do you want the real food? It costs like $10,000.
Yes.
And
yes.
Now already you're so hungry.
You gotta have more.
And it was a tasty
and they make
piece
it
of
taste
corn.
Good.
Yeah.
And they make these teasers so tasty, and they get my mouth drooling for a whole movie of Mordecai.
And one of the things they do when they make it is they use your favorite song sometimes.
Mm.
And in this case, they look at a movie like Mordecai and they think of like, what song is like a good Mordecai song?
Well, because it is this sort of proper British guy. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spoil too much about it, but it is this sort of proper British guy that he's playing. And so what does that guy really match with?
There's a lot of soul to this movie, is I think what they said. They're sort of like that street, like,
yes.
You know, just like that, you know?
Yes,
that,
as much as he is a gentleman, there's like, also that, like, that down
urban,
and dirty, that, like,
that urban, that just like,
urban,
that,
not putting any
that.
Particular race on it, but it is definitely not stuffy.
That
flavor.
And so, yeah.
And so you just kind of are watching this. And even when I just saw the poster for it in my head, it was going a little,
it plays in your head when you look at it. Yeah.
Don't believe me, just watch. So
that would be a good song to play in this teaser. And
we think. Let's see.
Yes.
On January 23rd, get ready.
Hello.
For a new kind of hero.
Mordecai.
I'm wildly interested.
Now we should. There's so much in this. There's so much in this
already.
First of all, you get the flavor. You get the that push, and there's that. There's so much visually happening. What they decided to do with this movie is, I think they decided there were so many funny things to show you.
Yes.
That they just show you a sliver of each one.
They can't spend too long on any one thing, like, or let you see exactly how it's funny. But you know that it feels funny and that it's moving fast.
Yes. And so what you get is, so the one line you get is Johnny Depp, who is Mr. Mordecai, says,
Charlie.
Oh, hello. And then he gets punched in the face, just like really quick.
Dude.
And just as you're about to finish laughing at that, it's another like two frames of another thing.
Bro. Yes.
Yes.
That is what we're watching.
Yes.
And it's so good. And where did they find this song? I mean, we keep talking about the song, but I haven't heard it, but the feeling is so perfectly
It's for the movie.
Capturing.
It's for the movie.
It was just for the movie. Yeah.
Yes. I think it's someone watching the movie and being like, what does this make me think of?
Somehow they like discover that. Whoever is their music guy should get a raise because they discovered a real gem.
So they show little clips of like him standing there, and then he's like sitting in a car, and then there's a car driving into a big house, just like a couple frames of each, which is like, that's the teasiest thing about it, I think, which is
yes.
like, gimme. And then she says, Mordecai. And then you get the guy saying, I'm wildly interested, which that's you. That's you being
yes.
like, you listen to him.
One
you
of
say,
the actors is playing the audience brain in this, and essentially because when your brain is seeing Johnny Depp, you're going, I'm wildly interested. But you haven't made those words yet. And then the actor comes in and does the words for your brain.
Mm-hmm. And he's on the phone in this. You can't see it, but he's on the phone in the scene. And he's actually calling the movie.
Well, and he's calling the movie, but he's also on the other line has your body on hold to tell your feet, hey, start walking towards the theater.
Wildly interested.
Oh, he shoots a guy.
When the danger
the guy likes it.
Heats up, Charlie, he'll save the world.
One, so many more. I just can't even. It's like seven things in that, and it's not that they're hiding from all the funny things in the movie. Like there's so
many
funny things. They just say like, well, how are we going to get them all in there? They have to be so short.
Sword breaking. I mean, you can't see this, but and we do want to say if the jokes aren't coming across, audio.
It is really visual.
I wish.
Yes, I wish you could see this. Yes.
I wish you guys could see it. And if there's some way, if the library has a computer for you to use where you can look this up, please go look. Because it's not just that Johnny Depp is being funny saying these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's his face and the hair on the face, which is this. I can't even describe it.
It's a curly hair face.
It's a, yes, and a mustache face with a curl in the mustache.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you see him, he drops a glass, and then there's a fire. It's mixed with like exciting and funny.
So, yes, because you're gonna get action too.
Yes. And then The two of them are sitting, like, he's sitting with a woman, and she says, "Oh, Charlie," and, like, he's like, you want to be like, what is she saying, "Oh, Charlie," about?
Right.
What did he do?
And it's also, the woman is sexy, you know? So it's like, are they gonna be pounding it out? Mm-hmm. Like, in addition to all the laughs and all the action, am I gonna get my fucking rocks off at this movie? And the answer is yes. Depp never disappoints.
And then there is a complete joke in here of having a sword fight, and then he gets his sword cut in half by the other sword, and
right.
then he says truce, because now he wants a truce. He didn't want one before.
Yes.
When he was having a full sword.
Yes, yes. There's that, and there's also
am I explaining that?
No, that's yes.
Okay.
He's doing sword fight. Sword gets cut in half, but also, and then he says truce, but also when he shoots a guy in the face and the guy goes, "Excellent shot, sir."
Yeah, so you might think that
it's what confusing. They're doing is this new kind of humor, and it's understatement humor.
Yes.
And what they do
is very
in
British.
A very extreme situation, like your sword just broke in half or you just got shot in the face, you don't go like, "Oh my God, what's gonna happen?" You just go like, truce.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, we know the situation is intense.
And it is that.
Let's bring it down.
It is that dry British.
Wit. You could
combine with that soul, you know,
yes.
that filthy soul.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that dirty, downtown, muddy.
Muddy, filthy soul. And when you combine those two and the British, it's so dry, you could sop up some gravy, you know?
Truth.
One problem at a time.
What is that thing on your lips?
Some find it quite appealing. Darling, please, you are killing me.
Johnny Depp.
He hates kissing.
Yeah, he hates kissing. That is very funny. He kisses twice in this very short thing, and both times they hate it.
You don't know why, but something yucky's happening.
So, yeah, you don't know why, but won't it be interesting?
And you don't need
won't
to.
Won't it be interesting to find out when you go?
So for everyone else who has a brain in their head and remembers that Pink Panther was a good idea for movies, but Peter Sellers is just a hack, and Johnny Depp's got all the comedic chop in this pinky that Peter Sellers couldn't manufacture over an entire lifetime with his whole body and career and some good writers.
It's a smart, very current movie to make, where I think they said, like, there's this new, like, mustache marketing, I guess is what they're sort of calling it, where they say, like, people are going into wedding photo booths and they're holding these things on sticks and they're putting them on their faces, and girls are doing it. And it's like they want to have mustaches, and they want to, like, see people have mustaches. So they look at this movie where the guy has the big curly face on his hair, and they say, "Well, do I want to go?" And it'll be like, I'm enjoying a wedding, and they're taking a picture of me at a wedding.
Yeah, it's a new kind of marketing where it makes you feel like you're at a wedding when you're in a movie. And that is a popular thing, and everyone remembers Margot at the Wedding, big hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's
my Anne big
Hathaway
my
one?
Big
what's the one with
it was Rachel Getting Married.
Rachel Getting Married.
Yes,
yes.
And what's
such
the
a fun
one?
Such a fun romp.
My big old family.
I know what you're talking about. My big old
yes. I'm still in
I'm
that.
I'm in this.
Yes,
yes
I'm still in that.
This song has got me. This song they wrote for the movie has got me in this sort of groove.
Yeah.
And I just like, and forget whatever the name was. It doesn't matter. We got a great guest for you guys. And her name's Jess McCallum, and she's on the show Mistresses, and she does a bunch of other stuff. She's a real actress.
She's going to be right on the show right now.
And
right
doing
now,
it now.
Right
and
now.
Now it's happening.
On Hollywood Handbook.
Not another word. So I grab the dictionary and I say to D, M, X.
Yeah.
I say, challenge, I challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he does his whole like huffing and puffing, like, no dog, like, you know,
yes,
like he's like in my fit trying to intimidate me out of challenging it.
Yeah.
And so we look it up and it turns out, yes, whinge is a word, you know?
Yes.
So he's got it on the triple. He's got the W on the triple letter. So that's 12. You know. So I'm like, okay, it is a word, but it has an H in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like wine, because it means like wine. So
yeah.
It's like he's going, whinge is a word, dog. Whinge is a word, and it's like, yeah, it is DMX, but you didn't spell it right.
Yeah.
So I mean, he wound up winning, like, but it's just like that's not the point. You know,
he's
you lose
like,
your turn.
My name is letters. You know, so I'm an expert.
So
on
I'm Mr. Letters. Yeah, that's why you don't want to play with him. That's
King
why you don't want to play Scrabble
letters.
With him.
And that's how he approaches every game.
Well, anyway, he's not invited to the next game night, and he has to take one off, and then he can come back if he behaves himself.
Hey, welcome back to Hollywood Handbook. An Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names in a Red Carpet Lineback Hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
Wagwam.
We have a really great guest. It's the kind of person we wanted to have on the show for a long time.
That we've been saying we wanted. We couldn't get.
We talk about craft a lot. Mm-hmm. The art of the show.
We get all these stupid comedy guys who are just making noise and who come in waving and their arms like gorillas.
Like always coming in.
And it's bullshit.
Shucking.
And they talk about acting, but they don't know about acting. And mm-hmm. we actually got a real actual actress who actually knows how to do it.
Yes. Jess McCallan is here.
Hi, guys.
From the show Mistresses on ABC. You are one of the main mistresses.
I am, yeah. There are four of us, mm-hmm. So I would be one of the main. It's sort of like a Sex and the City, Desperate Housewives. I think four is the magic number. So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If I was five, I would definitely not be one of the main. So,
how many devious maids are there?
I think there's four. It's the magic number. That's like
who wins in a fight between the devious maids, the Desperate Housewives, and the mistresses. Mm-hmm. And we love doing these sort of like fantasy ideas.
Oh, you know what? I think the devious maids take that one. I don't know. I mean, the Desperate Housewives are too.
Which maid?
And she's humble too. Because most people would say their own show.
No,
they would.
No.
Most people would say their own.
No.
Who's the strongest maid?
Of the devious maids?
Yes.
Well, it's not always about being strong when you're devious, is it?
And it does seem like they...
It's cunning.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have cunning.
They've cast some people in the devious maids for this reason. If it were to ever come to...
Like the Hunger Games
a fight
style.
Situation, yes. It seems like they've designed it around, like some of the maids would perform very well in that scenario.
Yeah.
And I've had a devious maid, actually, and she used to switch me and my wife Steffi's toothbrushes. Mm-hmm. She used to switch which side they were on.
Oh, I thought you meant like you've had them. Like you've had them in
oh, like it, I've had them in like the boudoir.
Like I don't know, like I'm watching too much Downton Abbey. Like I've had them. They were.
Oh, right. That's how they say
it. Speak that way.
That's how they, yes, we do. Yes, we do. When we're talking about what a lot of people would call boning, but we don't use that dirty language.
I was getting ready for this really exciting story about you having a devious maid and you cut your toothbrushes.
Well, this is exciting too because what would happen is we would accidentally get one another's germs because I would go to reach for my toothbrush where it would normally be and it would be the opposite one, and I'd be halfway through brushing before I realized it. And that's a good story too.
And what's so inconvenient about that is you don't share a home. With your wife.
No, that's true.
It's something not weird, something a lot of people are doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You are cohabitating with your dad.
Yes. In a sick basement apartment.
But so
if you could see it, Jess.
With the wife. Okay. Mm.
It's just very inconvenient to go all the way to your wife's house to brush your teeth and then you're using the wrong toothbrush. I'm sure you can speak on that, Jess.
Yeah. Really?
You're married, aren't you?
I am.
This is
you're
like,
married.
This is married life.
And are you doing the same house marriage, or are you doing what some of the kids are doing?
Yeah, we do. We do the same house marriage. It's
cool.
Odd.
Cool. Classic.
Too. Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. It's.
Is it weird at night being in the same place?
No. No. I mean, it feels pretty normal.
Can you watch your movies as loud as you want?
We can. We actually watch them together, which is bizarre. Normally,
really? You agree on movies? That's nice. Yeah. That's a strong marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I think that's what sealed the deal. Was we wrote our list of top 10, and they matched perfectly. And then we set our I do's.
Top 10 movies.
Top 10.
Let's do them.
Let's go.
Uh oh.
Let me just go at random.
Okay.
Yeah. Six.
Six, Princess Bride.
Ooh.
Okay. One.
Big.
Okay. Four.
I can't remember what four is.
Okay, though I gave you a stumper.
Yeah, Runaway
How
Bride.
How about nine?
Nine.
Runaway Bride is number four. Princess Bride is number six.
Wow. I'm sensing a bride theme. No wonder you guys got married after you made this list.
No, each list has what the themes are. So this is the wedding list of, this is the wedding, top 10 wedding movie.
Right. Big's the number one wedding movie for you.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what she calls my Big Fat Greek Wedding.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
It is That's the name of it.
Yeah, so you helped me. You helped remind me. I was trying to think of it earlier. Yeah. I was like
my big fat Greek wedding.
Yeah,
you that's just call exactly. It is. It's fantastic.
You just call it big, and that's your number one.
Yeah.
We
know it so well.
We were watching your show. We love it.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. We're crazy about it.
Yes. Well, very cool.
There is something about it.
We have a note.
Yeah.
And it's because we work in the industry too.
I'm not actually saying this is good or bad. This is just something that is unconventional for me.
Yes. Well, it's a question at any rate.
Yeah.
How come on your show, no one is ever doing any kissing?
They almost kiss. They get very close.
We see situations where they should kiss.
They start
to
move together and then they're just not suddenly not kissing and some other people are talking.
That's interesting. Yeah. We do a shit ton of kissing.
On the show.
Off camera?
Well, yeah, no, I think it's implied.
Actually,
but nobody's doing it.
It's not really implied. It's actually right there in front of your face, two mouths, hands, face. We actually even push the envelope as far sexually on camera as we can for ABC.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Pasties.
I mean we're not pasties, but clothes are coming off. Huh. We're kissing for sure.
That's not
do you know what kissing
is?
Kissing.
Yes, you watch
kissing
the show.
Kissing is actually they're touching mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm worried they're exploiting you because if you watch the show, none of that actually ends up on it.
And another thing is your show's so much shorter than most hour-long shows.
It's 16 minutes.
And I feel like if you just put the kissing in...
It's 16. It's actually... It's a solid hour. It's a solid hour show. Are you...
Okay.
Are you watching it on demand?
Oh, well, I go and watch it on Hayes' TV.
Sean doesn't have a TV.
Yeah. Is that interesting to you?
Oh, well then, okay, so you're watching it together.
It sort of negates the advantage of you being able to watch whatever movie. You could theoretically watch whatever movies you want to watch in your basement apartment, but you choose not to have the apparatus.
Right, yes. No, but I have, yes.
You come to my house
I come to Hayes' house. But do you remember about 2 weeks ago, my dad went to your house to fix a leaky pipe?
Yeah.
And he was goofing around
with
the back
of the
TV.
Which I didn't even know was leaking.
No, he called you to tell you your pipe was leaking. Do you remember? He gave you that phone call at like 4 a.m. and he was like, you got a leaky pipe, I'm coming over with my toolkit.
I absolutely remember that.
Here's what I think happened.
Okay.
I think he put a chip in your TV so that we can't see any more kissing.
Yeah, he was trying to get you to stop seeing kissing for a while.
Well, he knows how riled up I get.
So there's a lot of things in what just happened there that I'm concerned for.
Maybe you could summarize it.
Yeah.
First of all, if my dad called someone else to tell them that their pipe was leaking.
Your friend.
My friend. I mean, you're clearly friends. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe close to being best friends.
Yeah.
Besties forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the neighborhood of best friends.
Okay. I think I would be concerned about that first and foremost. How's dad? How's dad doing?
Better.
You guys are pretty close, huh?
It goes up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like to say it's any one thing because really the way he is now is very erratic. Mm-hmm. And on any given day, he could just fly off the handle at me and we don't talk for a little while.
Right. Mm-hmm. I hate when that happens.
And they're on separate floors. I mean, it's not like they live on the same floor.
Oh, no, we don't live in the same room.
They're
separated. I have my whole own floor.
Yeah.
It's sick. Naturally. I have one of those egg chairs.
And a love sack. Don't you have a big love sack? It costs like $800.
Not anymore.
I'm sorry, it got a love sack?
I sat on it with a pocket knife in my pocket, and I had forgotten to close it. Yeah, love sack, do you not know?
It's like a bean bag, but with like sort of a Naugahyde exterior. You're not familiar with these?
No,
I would suggest you, so you don't have to be nervous.
Get thee to a mall.
Get thee to a mall. I haven't been to a mall I'm actually really afraid of malls.
Jesse, you know what? I was gonna say, looking at your clothes.
Okay, what?
Just seemed like you hadn't been to a mall in a little while.
Is that a hint?
Maybe take a trip to a mall.
All right. You know, I'll take that into consideration.
I want to hit a mall. And we have no personal investment in malls.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people think that we're getting paid to advertise the things we talk about.
Right.
We just like malls. Is that against the rules?
Well, it's all in one place.
Because I'm sure that like the food court is a super hang for you and Dad. You and you know all three of you guys want to go to the food court. The food court's
tasty place. Because we don't all want the same thing all the time,
right?
I mean, I want A&W. Hayes wants some orange chicken, and Dad only eats roast beef.
And he'll sit at a separate table just so people don't like look over and think that Sean's dad is like. It's escorting us, like he'll sit a couple tables away.
Right.
Yeah, if we see some of our friends or whatever, we don't necessarily want to seem like we're like eating with my dad.
He just
does the ride. Pay.
He just kind of he pays, drives you home.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Meet the ladies and maybe the wife, and then you guys can have your own dinner, and then he picks you up, takes you home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If my wife is able to make it.
Right.
What do you think about all this Charlie Hebdo stuff?
Oh.
Ooh. You're just gonna go right there, aren't you?
Well, sum it up, just a capsule. Sum it up. Just
for
a take.
For
what's
our
listeners. What's your take? Just a hot take on that.
Yeah,
je suis Charlie. That's my. It's my French.
That's interesting. So you are taking their side.
It's my French. Yeah. I mean, I think you know, I think that it would be a little crazy as artists in the industry that we work in to feel any. Other way, I'm more interested in where you're feeling.
Okay, listen, we don't like to take a position on this.
It's just not the place of this show to take sides on literally anything.
It's just a light show about Hollywood.
Right.
It's educational. It's fun.
Well,
so the thing, when I was asking you what you think about this stuff, what I was sort of expecting you would say is like, it's not really for this podcast.
Well, I'll go there with you guys.
Yeah, we were thinking. Well, a lot of times we'll ask you a question, and the answer we're looking for, just so you know, is for you to go like, I don't think I should answer that.
Yeah, and then
and
we
that's
can just
kind of most of
and
the
then
content.
We can just move
we don't
along.
Get serious
if
ever?
You want to stay on it and talk about it,
if you want to put your foot down like this, and you've taken a pretty strong stance so far, you know, that's fine. It's just like we don't try to do that. Like, you know, if it comes out every now and then. Look, Shakespeare didn't write his own plays. We all know that. And I have had to talk
this,
about
and
that.
And this
a few
is something
times.
That I would always prefer we not talk about.
Yeah, let's not go there. I'd much rather
think about it.
The letters we get, Jess.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Please
droves.
Please don't encourage him about this Shakespeare.
Did you
thing.
See Anonymous?
Do we have to go there? Let's just move on. Let's just move
See,
on.
Okay,
good.
We'll move on.
See, this
okay.
is the right attitude. Yeah. So she picks her spots.
Yeah, I picked my spot, and it was an appropriate one, I think. Well, yeah. I was going to get deep with you guys if you wanted to go there, but clearly, you don't.
Well, why are you so interested in getting deep, and can you speak on that for us?
Well, you know, I feel like we've sort of bonded here over the last little bit, and you told me about your dad and, you know, your living situation, and I'm really interested in that. And
pretty
I just felt
sick.
Like maybe we were going to move. We learned about, you
well,
know,
if you know,
egg sack chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, we wanted to talk about acting, and we have so many dumb idiot comedians on here who don't really know shit from shit about this.
Yeah.
And you actually perform dramatic acting, so if you could give us one big tip on craft for the audience, I think that would really be valuable.
Well, you know, I'm clearly a thespian, so
yes.
I take myself very, very seriously. Yeah, I think it's really. I've seen a lot of comedians, and I love comedians, and I think.
For what
but aren't they
do,
really
it's great.
Yeah, what they do
for
is
what
great,
they do, it's
but
nice.
Isn't it kind of bullshit?
Well, I think it's pretty spectacular to have the balls to get up there and do that.
Anyone can fake laugh.
Truth. Mm-hmm. Truth. I've been
you were doing it a second
I've
ago.
I've been doing it the whole time I've
yeah,
been
you've been
sitting
doing it
here.
Since you met us.
Yeah, it's great. It's good. It's an easy thing to do. I think anybody can fake laugh, but tell a good joke. That's fantastic. I like to dig a little deeper. I'm a little more into other, you know, turning and trying to understand where other people come from, a little more of the psychology of it.
Yes, yeah, so
a little
can
more
play,
creating a character instead of just
like
kind
a,
of screaming jokes in people's faces. Like,
you could be like a mad lady.
Yeah. A mad lady, like on Mad
Not
TV?
Not like Mad Magazine. That's the opposite of what I'm talking about.
No,
those are,
yes.
It is saying
that's
mad.
That's funny, but it's
you turn
different.
On Mad TV, but it's actually everyone being silly.
Right.
But you could actually be a mad person in a show.
Like and an angry person, like emotionally
yes, that's
speaking.
That's what I mean.
Yes. You know, comedians are really fucking angry.
When you actually get to know them, they can sometimes be because they don't get to... Because they can't play.
They can't show that.
They can't show that emotion in a fake way like you can.
Okay. Okay.
How so would you summon that? How would you, what would you think about?
I think there's a lot of different.
To get really mad. What person? A parent?
A specific person?
Yeah, which parent?
It's pretty much day to day.
Which parent are you mad at?
Well, it's day to day. Which parent you get? You think about when you want to get mad?
It's day to day. It's day to day.
Who is it today?
It's minute to minute.
Who is it right now?
Well, when I leave here, I'm going to do some great angry auditioning. It's going to be fantastic. No, I'm kidding. See how you both took that's called acting.
Wow! Oh, you really took me there.
Yes, yeah. And that was you clapping.
And now I need a minute to get back into the room.
I clap for myself.
You took me out of a room
because I've been transported.
Yeah. Did you see? Did you feel how all of a sudden you felt really hurt?
Yeah.
And you felt kind of attacked, and you kind of wanted to acting.
Yeah.
Whew, wow. Pretty heavy. You did some modeling in Milan. How was the food?
In Milan?
Yeah.
Milan's amazing.
Yeah.
Milan's amazing. The food. Have you been, you know, to Italy anyway?
Oh, well, not big Italy. I've been to Little Italy.
Okay. So not actual Italy.
I don't think the Little Italy people would appreciate me saying that.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I haven't been to the larger
Neither one is, Milan. Yeah, it's just size.
Well, it's a country. It's a difference in country, but
mm-hmm.
Right. But so you, but Little Italy is you're saying Italy. Okay, we'll go that. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they couldn't put it in the name if it wasn't true.
You don't seem to be offering a lot of details about what you call real Italy. And I think Sean is willing to speak for a long time.
Oh,
I mean,
I'll tell you.
I at least believe that he went.
Right.
And you seemed very reluctant to provide you. He asked you what the food was, and you said, Milan's great.
Yeah, right, it almost seems like you didn't know about the food. And I actually have done a pretty big deep dive on some of the food in Little Italy.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear all about the beautiful food in Little Italy. I can tell you about my quote unquote big Italy after we
okay,
hear about
well,
your Little Italy.
All right. Well, I'm gonna be scanning your face for recognition when I name some of these foods to see if you actually know
and
about
them. And he can
them.
Do that at
and
the same
I can
time as he
tell,
talks.
And yes, because I have seen Meet the Parents.
Okay. You're gonna De Niro me. All right.
Cheese pizza.
Yes. That's
she's telling the truth.
See,
I'm sorry we doubted you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but when you're talking to a chameleon, you know, you're never totally
yes,
sure.
You've really put us on our toes because a minute ago you said that you were going to an audition and
you were going
were
on
not.
An angry audition.
And why aren't you going on an audition? Is everything okay career-wise?
Everything is great.
Okay.
Everything is great career-wise. I'm actually so busy that I can't take auditions at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Me too. That's why
people,
I don't do it.
Too busy
people
doing...
call. Everyone's called. And there have been a lot of really, really huge, you know, you guys... I'm sure
that's
you
why
know.
We don't do it either. That's why we don't audition, yeah.
Right.
Just too busy.
Offer only.
Offer only.
Yeah, if that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems
if
that way.
That,
it
yeah,
seems
sometimes
that way.
Not that.
Yeah.
You guys have you're producing a lot, and in the you know you've done a lot of.
Oh gosh, this isn't about
you know
us,
how
but
it is.
Yeah, I'd say that's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did. I did a video actually just the other day for Wes Borland is going like kind of out on his own. You know Wes.
Mm-hmm.
You did, like
tell the audience about Wes.
Right.
You might know, he was the guy in Limp Bizkit who just had the black eyes. He used to wear contacts.
Where
so
the contacts
his eyes
made it look like
black.
His eyes were all black.
Okay.
And
do you
so people
Limp
would watch
videos?
Limp.
Is he that I did it all for the Nookie?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And she's pretending like she doesn't know who it is. And so people would watch Limp Bizkit and they would see like the guy in the hat and they'd be like, I don't know about this guy, but then they'd look at the guy whose eyes were all black and say, like, what's going on with him? Like, maybe he should do something of his own. So we got together and we did this sort of like DIY video of him just like kind of walking around
black
Los
eyes.
Angeles. He does not do the black eyes anymore.
Oh.
Because it was making his eyes not be able to see. And so now, if he's going to be walking around, he needs to take the contacts out. And that was a big part of the video, was him like exploring Los Angeles. It was going to be at night, but then it's hard to actually film at night because it's so dark.
Right.
So we did it.
Coupled with the black eyes, I can't imagine. It's just too much.
I've seen some of the dailies, and if you wanted to take it in a different direction, some of the black eye footage does have him walking right into walls and stuff like that. And I think it could be sort of a Mordecai-esque, farcical.
It's a little bit of an ironic sort of thing happening. Maybe it's a political statement. Maybe you just go completely take his career into a very
What political statement would that be making? Just because I'm curious and we don't like to take a stance, but what political statement would it be?
I get it. I just mean for everyone else.
Yeah, it's just for the audience because we're so plugged in.
I mean, you're right. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think you could go really like he can't see and it's dark and he's walking into walls and maybe that's how he felt a little bit in the Limp Bizkit videos. He felt a little like he wasn't being
getting very political.
Politically seen.
Yeah.
Getting extremely
I think it's
political.
When I think like, oh, who can't see and is just basically can't get out of their own way and is walking into walls, I think that reminds me of a certain political figure.
Who's at the top of the heap for now for a couple more years. And he's
renting, not buying.
He has a couple of daughters and one happens to be named Milan, who we were speaking about earlier.
Yes. Milan, yes. Which Big Italy, Milan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a good statement.
Oh, wait, stop talking 1 second. We have to do a segment called the Popcorn Gallery. And whatever you wanted to say, this is a lot more important. We got questions from our viewers. Well, let me catch up to the song.
Movies is
the reason it's called the Popcorn Gallery. Sean and Hayes let the viewers do it, which is ask you questions. The questions are about movies, or in this case, you have been in movies and TV shows, so some of the questions might be about TV shows.
So the song explained it, but we just want you to briefly just explain it back to us just before we get into it.
That was frightening. The song, so you're going to ask me some pop culture questions about movies and I'm supposed to comment on them? That was like an echo of gross proportion of popcorn. I could sing the song.
How do we convey this?
Do sing the song.
It was a little bit of are we just echoing everything that we're saying? Doing a little Garth and what's the SNL?
Garth and Wayne. Garth and Wayne.
Garth and Wayne.
Garth and Wayne.
Garth and Wayne.
Garth and Wayne.
Yeah, Garth and Wayne.
Yeah, showing. They liked Claudia Schiffer, if you'll recall.
Not what I was thinking of, but that's okay.
Let's ask you questions from our listeners.
Okay.
And let's reach into the popcorn bag and we'll get one.
Okay, and so we have to reach in and I'll just play the sound drop right now that has been pre-sent to us by my high school friend Mark.
Walking for the popcorn.
It's a spaghetti meatball. Okay, so what Mark found in the popcorn bag was a question, and the question's represented by a spaghetti meatball, which, of course, you know all about.
Why? Yeah.
Because
Big Italy.
You were in Big Italy.
Big Italy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The question is from Bruce Reed Robinson, too.
Bruce Reed Robinson, too. That's that a name? Okay, that's his...
That's going to be
handle?
The most normal name you hear all
Bruce
day.
Reed Robinson
get ready. If you think that's a weird name, get ready for some of these other internet characters.
I hope you got your helmet on.
I do. I'm wearing my helmet.
Bruce Reed Robinson asks, hardwoods or carpet? And he clarifies, which I think yes, okay.
He's clarifying.
Whoa.
He's
Okay.
Please let him finish the question.
Bruce Reed Robinson, too.
Please
let him finish.
Yes, because our listeners, in a way, represent the show. And he does say he means it in terms of actual flooring. He is not... He doesn't mean it in any kind
gross.
Of like other way.
Which I didn't even think of until he clarified it.
But
which totally
you
means he didn't mean it that way. He meant...
He's asking about your house that you share with your husband, which is so interesting to me.
Yes.
I can't imagine that dynamic.
He's not asking if you have a hardwood hoo-ha.
Right. And then there's no carpets, curtains happening here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hardwood or carpet? Hardwood?
Yeah.
Always. Because you can't... Because you don't have to
and
vacuum.
And you also mean that in terms of floor. You don't mean that in any kind of...
I mean that in every capacity.
Oh.
My basement's carpeted. It is.
So you prefer carpet?
I don't know. I just
carpet.
Well, it's not. My name's not on the lease,
and
so I can't
well,
really.
Well, what that means is you can walk around as late as you want, and it's not going to disturb
not noisy,
your dad.
Yeah.
Right. That's probably why they did that there.
Mm-hmm. Who? It's like I'm like the guy's got terrible hearing 23 hours a day, but then when I'm trying to do like a workout at night, all of a sudden it's waking him up.
Yeah.
I guess it's the vibration, not the sound.
Try to show him something that you made, like a craft that you made, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden he can't hear you. I've noticed this.
Yeah.
Like he'll come to say, Dad, look. Look what I did.
Look at this craft that I've crafted.
Yeah, and I will have made, you know, a God's eye or something. With like really bitchin' colors.
Yeah.
Like friggin' like a mustard yellow or something, like pretty edgy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are some of the baddest colors to you? Like if you really wanted to be out there and really be a badass.
Colors just in general?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, not just in general, because only the baddest ones get named in this segment.
Only the baddest colors? I like a nice highlighter orange.
Okay, good answer.
Yeah, that's good. It's good that you didn't say black, because that's actually not a color. It's not in the rainbow.
I wasn't going to get into that with you guys, so I just kept it.
I appreciate that you would not want to, yes, because that's another thing we get a lot of letters about.
Or white, I'm sure.
Yes. Mm,
yes, no, I do appreciate that. And is brown a color?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Good.
It's in the invisible part of the rainbow. You know how we read a lot of science books, and yes. So there's parts of the rainbow that only certain animals can see.
Do you dig on science?
I can dig on science.
Yeah.
I dig, you guys dig it on science, I think, more than
anything. See, that's the effect we're sort of going for.
Is that, yeah.
Yes. Because if everyone liked science, then it wouldn't be as interesting for us.
No,
to like
it wouldn't
science.
Be cool for us to be kind of nerdy about it, yes. Almost. And do you think that nerd culture is taking over, Jess?
I think.
Is that why you said
it? It doesn't. Oh, this is a good answer. We haven't gotten this one before. No, you don't think it is?
I don't think it is.
Oh, yeah.
Your eyes just went completely bug-eyed.
It is shocking.
I feel like
to me.
You're going to.
Yes, I've never been this surprised before. Now, does Mistresses not do a Comic-Con panel?
We don't do a Comic-Con panel.
You could knock me over with a feather right now.
We don't do a Comic-Con panel. Maybe that's why that I don't think nerd culture is taking over, because we don't do a Comic-Con panel. Are we supposed to do a Comic-Con panel?
Do you release a first look teaser?
I guess it's just the old-fashioned way. You know, it just comes out on the network and.
I'm in the woods. I'm in the woods.
I'm underwater.
And it's
here.
Nighttime.
And
it's very cold.
And you're the guy from the Limp Bizkit thing that can't see.
Well, that would be interesting, but as I said, there's no way to shoot that because you can't.
Yes, you can't.
It's too
shoot
dark to do night. It at night.
And whenever they're doing a movie that's at night, and this is a fun fact for listeners in Scoop Troop, get out your pens, and you can say this because you've been on a TV show, they're putting like a sheer piece of black cloth in front of the camera lens. Don't you think that's true, or do you disagree?
I disagree a little.
Yeah, the face you made me think that you feel like there's another way to shoot at night.
I think you have to remove the black cloth.
Oh, well, the actress says...
Now she's the camera expert.
The actress says how a camera works. So everyone, get out your... Don't actually get out your Scoop Troop notebooks, but just like for the joke. Get out your Scoop Troop notebooks and write down what the actress says the camera works like, because, like, don't listen to the camera guy. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
Let's get another question.
Oh, yes. It's the Godfather. Oh, okay. So, yeah, it's really staying on theme of, like, that's something you would know about because, right. Of course, you were in Sicily or whatever.
Big Italy.
Yes.
This question is from Aztec. So, remember what we said about the names?
A-Z or A-S?
A-S.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, who knows?
Buckle up.
Jess, you have a degree in business and seem to be doing well in show business, but you haven't been in many comedies, so why did you fail all of your funny business classes?
Oh, isn't that just sweet?
It is a little. The question does have an edge to it, and we actually ask for those.
Listen here.
We want to try to create an environment of hostility.
Ass business. Oh, ass business. Yes, it's ass business. Well, the business of the business.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you I have been in quite a few comedies, actually. They never get seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They never seem to get seen, and they seem to go out. Home movies, yeah. I do a lot of, little sketches on my own camera. I do actually
That's
do a lot of
that. That's the next wave, though.
Everybody seems to be doing that, starting, like, some sort of channel.
With online. With online, Jess.
On the line?
With online. Are you online?
I don't get the Vine. This is the problem. As even though I do know how to shoot at night and pull the sheet over, and I'm, that's as far as camera opera as I go, and I really am not good at all the rest of the Vine and Twitter and that stuff. I try, and I'm not good.
To make the camera do the Vine is, and that is beyond me too.
It's the stop and go and
it's
stop
not
and
enough
go.
Time.
And it's not enough time. It's Twitter's not enough letters. Yes. Vine is not enough time. I have a problem. I have a problem with all of it.
Yeah,
but I try. But yeah, I do the comedy that ass business should learn that. But the first rule of business is that you pay your bills.
And Aztec.
Oh, is his name Aztec?
It's going to be called Ass Business from now on. Because I think we've really stumbled onto something.
Well, there was too much ass rich. Happening. Aztec is, we won't call him
forget
ass.
That. Forget the tech. It's Ass Business.
I can't believe I changed his name to Ass Business.
Let's get another question because
maybe it's a girl. I'm sorry, Aztec.
It's not a girl.
It's frightening. It's not.
Think
a girl.
About where you are.
It's not a girl.
You're listening to a podcast.
You're part of a podcast on friggin' a comedy network called Earwolf. There's not a lot of girls.
It's not.
If it's
lady.
A girl, you're gonna know.
Yes. Okay. Okay. But we do. We are gonna force a question from a girl in, so it is more even.
Yeah.
So let's
this
reach
is
in
like
and
we don't want make letters sure about that.
Hit the button that gets a girl question out.
Okay.
For the sound drop.
Hey, come here. Yeah.
There should be a popcorn component as well, because it's reaching into a popcorn bag.
Oh, yeah. So that was just the elevator bringing the popcorn machine to me. That's... Yeah, that all that noise was just the elevator bringing the popcorn machine. And Jess, you knew that.
It was very clear, actually. It was obvious I was waiting for the popcorn reach.
Speak on that.
Yeah. I think I just did.
Yes,
drop
she did.
Drop the mic.
She's right.
Yeah, drop the mic. We
drop
love that.
Drop the mic.
When you say something is, like, powerful.
You drop the mic.
You drop the mic. And it's saying more with a physical action than you can with words, which is, like, what more can you say?
Yeah. Pretty much.
They don't let us. I would love some kind of way we could do it on this show. The mics are hanging.
Yes, if you look at the photos.
They're suspended.
Listeners,
and if you try, it is really hard. I'm going to try to do it right now. And you can't use your fist because that is not dropping it.
Okay.
So it does sound the same, but.
Here's one thing I might hear if I.
You try to
thump. Oh, that's good.
Yes. If you try to thump it against the table, like this.
But it's not the same as letting go. And also, engineer Brett is very upset.
Just thump it really hard against the table. So we'll all do it now.
The panic.
Engineer Brett really doesn't want us to do it.
What are you saying?
Each of those mics is like $300. You're banging it on the table.
The panic. Uh-oh.
Well, God, $300. Do you know how much money this freaking podcast brings into the studio?
The mics are $300.
They earn that off this show. In a second.
That's good.
Guys, I'll buy you all new mics.
You're an actress.
I'll buy you all new mics.
Can you do Brett?
Can you?
Yes, this will be a good challenge. Can you become Brett in that moment?
I would just
moment?
Like to hear, like,
Wait, guys. No.
And she's so scared.
Guys, this. Oh. That's kind of what happened.
And the impotence.
There was actually a bit of a smile. He kind of smiles through everything. Says, so guys, get, yeah, wait, no.
But not now.
That's you, Brett. And you can't do anything.
That is you, Brett.
That was eerily close.
Wow.
The sigh, though, I didn't do the sigh, and the smile was nervous.
But it was.
Guys,
it was
this mic's like
$300.
Yeah. Man. Guys. Love you, Brett.
Oh, man. Well, we don't need another Brett in the room. What we need is a Jess, so. So anyway, the popcorn machine is getting off the elevator. Hang on.
You gotta make the popcorn.
That's me pouring the butter on.
Pre-made? The popcorn's already made.
oh, geez, there's something.
There's no plug there's something. In the
heat
elevator.
Isn't working. Yeah. Okay. And here we go. Okay, let me just scoop it into a bag. Ah, the bag ripped. Okay, and now I'm just going to pick one up off the floor and... Wait, that's not a piece of popcorn. It is, and we'll play Mark's Drop now. It's... boot shape. Okay, and you know about a shape of a boot because you, of course, have seen that on the pizza boxes which are in... Big Italy, yes. You almost said it.
Oh, right. Big Italy, boot shape. Yes.
In the hole.
It really seems like you're taking your cues from Sean in terms of things about this place that you supposedly...
And you supposedly...
Are we still on the supposedly? Are we... And now I'm from there.
I was not on the supposedly until...
Well, what I realized was you had heard of cheese pizza, but that could just mean that you also were in Little Italy.
Right. I could have just been in Little Italy, or I could have been completely in Big Italy, which is boot shaped, as you put it.
And, but tell me something about Big Italy.
Someone who had been in Big Italy would probably say something specific to Big Italy.
Well, like, you know that they specifically speak Italian in Big Italy. Like, that's actually the language of Big Italy. I don't think it's the same in Little Italy. I'm pretty sure that you can order in English, correct?
Well, the cheese on the cheese pizza I mentioned is mozzarella. And so knowing that, I think you'd have to kind of eat your words a little bit.
But that's actually
And the
English...
words you're eating are delicious because they are mozzarella. And that's an Italian cheese. So that is an Italian word, and I just wish you'd give me something to hold on to about Big Italy so I knew that you'd been there.
But I like that your specific was... That they speak Italian there.
Yes.
Yeah, but you didn't have any Italian for me. I had some for you.
He did.
Mozzarella.
Ma che cazzo stai dicendo? Tu capisci niente di io
parlo. Anyway, we have a question from Anastasia Vigo, who asks, "Hi, Jess."
Hi. That's it. And it's I like that question. Let's move on. That's perfect. Hi.
Ooh,
no, I'm just kidding.
Anastasia.
Let's hear it.
Yeah,
she had a whole quest.
Sorry. Let's hear it.
No, hey, tell it to me.
No, Jess,
hey, tell it to me and I'll see if it's good for Jess.
I don't wanna
let's hear it.
I don't want to mess up Jess.
Let's hear it.
Anastasia made the mistake of acting like she was just saying
she
hi.
Did something a little too friendly up top. Yeah.
You gotta get into it or else you're gonna get passed over.
Well, I wonder if this is something you actually want to talk about. Maybe you don't. But if you don't, just say no and we can cut it out. You play Alyssa Milano's younger sister in Mistresses.
Mm-hmm.
She is leaving the show.
Mm-hmm.
Does this bring up any family or abandonment issues for you? And we do sometimes like to talk about this kind of stuff on the show.
We think it's really interesting for people to talk about their past and their family on a podcast.
And like if you go to therapy and talk about going to therapy and stuff.
No,
we do like it. We do. Yes,
that
we do.
Is good.
You're so,
we
you,
do. I think that's good.
Yes, we do think it's good. Yeah. And we like to get real and just
you're so
like,
full yes. Shit.
No, we do.
So
like
often
it.
These podcasts are people joking around and we're just like, when are we going to hear about where
something.
Someone grew up?
Or when
something?
Are we going to hear like the, you know, really mundane stuff that nobody gives a
religion.
Shit
but like religion
or religion like, or political statements.
Well, yes,
were
the
you
biggest
raised
killer in the world religious?
let's talk about religion, let's talk about divorce,
people than
let's talk about
war.
My parents' divorce, let's talk about that.
Okay,
that sounds really exciting.
It's a fun show, like
yes.
I mean, I'm like,
I'm having
joking?
So much fun.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk. Like, we talk about, like, if you were raised in, like, a weird religion or something, but just
right.
Like, are your parents really divorced?
Or, like, you know.
Oh, my God. Are your parents
touched
really
weirdly
divorced?
As a child?
We didn't even know. Oh, well, yeah, that's
fine.
But are your parents
but
actually divorced?
They are.
Because marriage is supposed to be forever.
It
I mean,
is.
That's part of what the vows say. And I'm sure right. You and your husband did it. And, wow. That. That's heavy for me.
It is messed up.
Is your dad, are they still,
well,
they
were
upstairs?
Never married. They were never married, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a whole other thing that we should get into. I mean, that's it. So you're a bastard.
Yes, that's the technical term.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sean's taking that word back.
Yeah. No, I own it. If I use it, if I call myself a bastard, then you can't hurt me anymore.
Okay.
And that's a message to all the bullies out there.
Right. Bullying. Let's talk about that.
What I'm wondering, here's something I'm wondering. Something this all brings up. We don't want to take a position on bullying.
Well, we don't know if we don't know. There's not enough research.
Yeah. What if the nerd is mean, for example? What if it's like a mean nerd and
can't
the
be
nice
a nerd bully?
Yeah.
You know, I've met a few. They could use a good punching.
Lots of them could use a good punching.
Here, something.
But you don't take a stand on it.
I don't want to put you in like a weird position. I wonder if you got the idea to be from Milan by like your friend is Alyssa Milano. And so you just like saw her and it's like people asked you to name
and
what city.
You're putting it all together.
Okay.
She asked you what city you were from and you were like, Milan.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like seeing her name on the wall or something on like the poster of the show you were in or something.
You found me out. You found me out. No, it's actually.
What city are you really?
Well, you shouldn't admit that.
You
we'll
should
edit
really.
It out.
No. You should really be. You've done some serious sleuthing.
What you're a city are you, Charlie Mordecai? Because you actually got to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Mystery.
Yes.
And I believe that's what he does.
Sleuthing.
What city are you really from?
Well, I wasn't from Milan. I was in.
That's what we just found out,
Milan.
Jess. We know that you weren't actually from Milan.
Right. I'm actually
We've skipped that step.
I'm from Sarasota, Florida. Visited Milan. It's accurate.
If only her name had been Alyssa Sarasodio. You know? Then
or like,
I'd be able to be honest.
If you were like co-stars with
Sarah's. Matt. Silverman.
Yeah, Sarah Silverman. She's drinking a soda. Yeah.
And Silverman is drinking a soda.
And I wonder if that's where you got the idea for that name and where you are actually from and if we'll ever know.
Sarah's soda.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Jess. I think we're done here.
What was the rest of that question? Oh, we actually got it. I just forgot. These pills I'm on.
We want people to rate us on iTunes and talk to us on our forums. That seems reasonable, right, Jess? Is that crazy?
What do you think they should do in terms of a rating?
How do you rate? I think you should just be
out of 5 stars. Five's the best.
It should be. Why were
you don't whisper?
It should be 5. I didn't know why we were. I just realized. Why am I whispering?
Yeah, it should be 5. I guess. Yeah. Well, if Jess says that,
And here, one other thing I want to do is go through our mail for the week. And so let's just go through. I have this big pile of mail here, Brett. If you could take a picture of me going through the mail, please. That seems like a good picture for the website.
Oh, and while we're doing that, Jess, do you want to scratch your scratch off ticket just so we can see if you win a big money?
Should I do it?
Yes,
please.
No, I literally put it in my bag, and I was going to leave the building with it. Hold on.
Scratched. Okay, let me just go
because
through
if
our
it does
mail.
Win $75,000, I do want to see that.
Now, how do I scratch it?
Okay.
Somebody's got it.
Brett, please.
Give me a nickel.
Brett, money.
I'm taking.
So, okay, it's addressed to 5629 Hollywood Boulevard, number 66 in Los Angeles, California, 90028. That is where we do our podcast.
Yes, so that's a piece of mail for us.
One says it's for Elizabeth Lame, and so she is not even doing a show
doesn't
anymore.
Have a podcast
and that
anymore.
Seems
okay,
like a good person
sense.
To get so mail. Just, this one's for Jake Fogelnest, another guy who doesn't have enough respect for his audience to continue doing a podcast because he suddenly got a job.
Jess is having a little trouble with the scratch off, and it's one of the hard ones.
It's really
so. This
listen,
is a mega crossword.
You guys don't know. I had a really bad experience with a scratch off where I scratched the wrong thing and I had won.
And this is what they used to do. They used
I'd
to say
$40.
Void if this area is scratched,
yeah.
And it existed only to nullify
it was
winning tickets.
Yes. So this doesn't have that. I can just scratch away.
Yes, you can scratch. Freely, but you don't want to scratch these yet because these.
You didn't say that right. See, that's exactly the point. So I want us reading the instructions while we were reading the mail. But I did it right? I do this.
And so we can't read this mail because unfortunately not addressed to us. It's addressed to Jake Fogelnest, who, he got a job writing on a TV show, so he certainly wouldn't be able to do a podcast anymore.
No.
It's not as if two people who have multiple jobs all across the industry are very busy and they somehow find time to do a podcast. They wouldn't deserve any mail, would they? Jake Fogelnest gets the mail. Okay, let's check our other mail. Oh, this is for the Crybabies women. Okay, they have barely had a podcast
I don't
for
know who that is.
2 weeks. A two-week-old podcast. Oh, let's send them some mail. Kyle Dunnigan at Professor Blastoff. Okay, that's I have nothing to say about that. And another Professor Blastoff mail, and that's all the mail for the week.
So,
and none of it was for us. Nobody felt like they had anything that was a nice gift.
Spell out
for us to get. At 5629 Hollywood Boulevard, number 66, Los Angeles, California, 90028. Whatever you, just a fun thing for us to have. It would be so nice if we came in here and people sent us just a nice...
If I got a piece of mail? Oh, well, no, that's impossible. I'm not Jake Fogelnest.
I'll send
who
you
doesn't
guys
have
a
podcast and has a TV writing job.
Did she win? This is just going to take too long for us to find out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so confused.
Well, here.
So not only do you scratch, then you have to like play. You have to actually do a letter scramble to win some money.
Here you go. So there's an O, a W, and an E are all in here.
Oh, for
so you've got
goodness.
That word. So if you get two words, you're already in the plus. You got a ticket. So
I
that's
feel like
Ran Ran got the pro version. Sean, you want to work on the crossword? And
yes, I do.
Jess can just give us a special Brett impression for Ran Ran.
Who's Ran Ran?
This is one of our listeners who bought.
Every
we have a special
one of our listeners
like
buys the pro
Ran 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 Ran. Thanks. Thanks so much. No, thanks. No, it's good. It's fine. It's only $400. Thanks, Ran Ran.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The world's dead.
That was a HeadGum podcast.